Hello, dear.
Hey, did either of you read anything about the government looking for a kid my age to volunteer to go to the moon?
What?
You go back and tell Mr. Wilson to stop pulling your leg, son.
Jeepers, Dad. How did you ever guess it was Mr. Wilson who told me that?
If you can afford to take a day off, you can afford to see Dr. Baker and get that checkup he's been after you about.
Eloise, I haven't had a day off in over a month. I have written 4 feature articles in a row, and I deserve a day off. I am just going to rest today.
Well, I'm calling Dr. Baker.
Madam, get your lily white hand off that telephone.
Junk. When I saw Dr. Baker a few days ago, he said it could be quite serious if you don't see him.
Dr. Baker is a cantankerous busybody.
Now, John, I'm concerned about you. If you can take a day off, you can take a few minutes and go and see him.
My dear unregistered nurse, I am in perfect health. All I need is one day of rest. Furthermore, I'm going to the sportsman show this afternoon. The national champion flycaster is demonstrating a new trout fly, and I wouldn't miss it for the world.
John Wilson, you're pig-headed.
You don't say. No wonder I have trouble getting a hat that fits.
Oh, it's Dennis.
Eloise, one of the most important ingredients of my day of rest is not being bothered by Dennis.
Then you tell him that.
Just say that I'm lying down upstairs.
John, I will not tell Dennis a lie, even for you.
All right. Then I'll go upstairs and lie down, so you won't have to lie for me.
Hi, Mrs. Wilson.
Good morning, dear.
Is Mr. Wilson around? I want to ask him something.
Well, he's upstairs lying down.
Lying down?
Oh, he's up. I can hear him walking around up there. I'll only be a minute. I just want to ask him something.
Come in.
Mr. Wilson. Oh, hi, Mr. Wilson. Gee, that's funny. I thought for sure I heard you walking around up here.
Dennis, why aren't you in school?
We're on a week's vacation. Are you sick, Mr. Wilson?
Well, I'm not exactly sick, Dennis. However...
Swell! Then how about going to the sports show with me this afternoon if Dad can't? The national champion flycaster is going to...
I know. On the other hand, I'm not at all well either.
You're not?
Don't tell Mrs. Wilson, but if I'm not careful, I may have to have an operation.
You mean to take something out?
If you'll excuse me, I feel very weak.
Sure hope you get well real fast, Mr. Wilson.
Thank you, little friend. With plenty of rest, I'm sure I shall.
Hey, Mommy, dear!
We're out here, dear.
Hey, I thought you were staying home to do paperwork.
That's what I thought.
Jeepers, if you can take time off for that, why can't you take me to the sports show?
Oh, I'll take you if I finish in time.
Well, I sure hope so. Mr. Wilson can't take me, because he's sick. And it must be pretty serious, because unless he rests up, something's going to have to come out.
Well, how do you know that?
Well, I was just over there, and Mr. Wilson told me himself.
Well, that's a darn shame.
Oh. Speaking of something coming out, Henry, don't you think Dr. Baker ought to take another look at Dennis's tonsils?
Jeepers, Mom. My tonsils are swell. I leave them alone and they leave me alone.
Open up.
You see, dear, his throat does look a little irritated.
Well, just to be on the safe side, let's call Dr. Baker today and see what he has to suggest, okay?
On my week's vacation?
What better time?
Oh, all right. But right now, I gotta round up the gang to get Mr. Wilson a Get Well card before he gets any sicker.
We're very sorry you're sick in the head, so please get up. We need the bed. Being sick is a bitter pill, but wait until you pay the bill.
That's pretty. Hey, gang. How about getting Mr. Wilson a small comic book instead?
A comic book?
Sure. We can get one for the same price as a Get Well card.
Yeah, we can read it, too.
Hey, this sounds like a good Get Well one. Dickie Duggan and the Monster Who Breathes Fire.
I can't even have a dog.
See, that's 10 cents gone out of... Hi, Sergeant.
Hi, Sergeant.
Well, good morning, boys. Oh, improving your minds, I see, huh?
This is for Mr. Wilson. He's sick in bed.
John Wilson? What's wrong with him?
Well, I don't know for sure, but he's pretty sick. He may even have to be operated on.
Well, if I know John Wilson, he'll do it himself to save the money.
Hello, Sergeant Mooney.
My special, John.
Yes, sir. There we are.
Hello, boys.
Bye, Sergeant Mooney.
Bye, Sergeant.
Bye.
Sounds like Mr. Wilson's a pretty sick man, Dennis.
Oh, he is, Mr. Nelson. That's why we're buying him the swell comic book.
Yeah, and some candy, too.
Candy, huh? Well, let's see. I got a 1-pound box for $1.45. 3-pound box for $3.95.
What do you have for 22 cents?
John, you really ought to be ashamed of yourself telling Dennis you're sick.
Eloise, there's nothing wrong with a harmless little white lie, especially when it works as well as that one did.
And you still refuse to see Dr. Baker for that checkup?
You'll have to talk louder, dear. I can't hear a word you're saying.
John, I'm really quite annoyed with you.
Well, here come Henry and Alice.
I wonder what they're doing here.
I haven't the slightest idea.
Oh, dear.
What is it?
Do you suppose Dennis told them that I'm sick?
It would serve you right for not seeing a doctor. Harmless little white lie.
Maybe I'd better go upstairs just to make sure.
Why, Henry and Alice, what a nice surprise.
Well, we heard John was a little under the weather.
Well, he does seem to be having his ups and downs lately.
If he feels like it, we thought he might enjoy these cookies.
Oh, I'm sure he will. Why don't the two of you go up and say hello?
We'd love to.
If you think it's all right.
Oh, all right. Why, he'd adore seeing you. John! You're about to have visitors.
Oh!
Oh, incidentally, he refuses to see Dr. Baker. Now, maybe the two of you can talk some sense into that thick head of his.
Well, we'll try.
Good.
John?
Come in.
Hello, Mr. Wilson. I baked you some cookies.
Oh, Alice, how nice.
Dennis was telling us you're a little under the weather.
Yes, yes. Well, I'm struggling alone, Henry, struggling alone.
We were just talking with Eloise downstairs, and... Mr. Wilson, why don't you see a doctor?
You were talking with my wife?
Well, yes, John. If there's something wrong with your plumbing, you call in a plumber. If you don't feel well, you call in a doctor.
Well, my plumbing is fine. As a matter of fact, I'm fine.
Well, then what are you doing in bed?
Well, I'm in bed because I'm a little tired.
Here you are, dear.
Oh, thank you. Oh, my, those are excellent cookies.
I should think you'd choke on them.
Oh, Eloise. Incidentally, that was a dirty trick if I ever saw one, sending Henry and Alice upstairs.
That, my dear, is the price you pay for harmless little white lies.
Oh, Eloise, all I wanted to do was have one day to myself. If Dennis thought for 1 minute. Uh-oh.
What is it?
Dennis and his bunch of pack rats.
Nobody eats any more candy, Seymour. We bought it for Mr. Wilson.
But I'm hungry.
Now listen, kids. Since we pooled our money together to get these gifts for Mr. Wilson, we'll all go in.
Bye, dear. Have a nice trip.
Eloise, I am not going up those stairs again today.
Then you won't mind if I tell Dennis about your little white lie.
All right, all right. But get rid of them. To enjoy what's left of the day.
Hello there, children.
Hi, Mrs. Simpson.
Hi. How's Mr. Wilson feeling?
Oh, I think he'll live.
Good. Let's eat the candy.
Seymour. Can we see him now, Mrs. Wilson?
Well, of course you can. As a matter of fact, Mr. Wilson was saying just a minute ago that he hoped all his little friends would drop by.
All I wanted was a day of rest. I'll leave her. That's what I'll do. I'll leave her. Just walk out and leave her. No, I won't. I'll stay here and make her life miserable.
Mr. Wilson? Mr. Wilson?
He's gone. Now can we eat the candy?
Do you mind?
All of us kids chipped in and bought you a bag of assorted candy, Mr. Wilson.
We left almost all of the kind you like.
Corn candy? Oh, well, thank you, fellas.
Here, we bought you the swell comic book, too. Oh. It was new when we got it, but it may be a little sticky now.
I'm tired. May I lay down?
You may not.
I told everybody we met about you being sick, Mr. Wilson.
You told everybody? Dennis, you didn't. Oh, no.
Thank you very much for coming.
Bye.
Hello, children.
Hi, Doctor.
Hi, Doctor.
I'll be over to see you in a few minutes, Dennis.
Mom called Dr. Baker. He's going to look at my tonsils.
My brother keeps his tonsils in a glass jar.
Doesn't that hurt when he swallows?
What a day. Now maybe I can relax and breathe. Oh, not again.
What? Dr. Baker.
Eloise, and what's this I hear about John? He got another doctor or something?
What in the world makes you think that?
Well, what should I think? He won't come to see me. Now I hear he's sick. It's all over town.
All over town? Dear, that little white lie is spread.
What's that?
Oh, never mind. Doctor, I have tried to get him to come to see you, but you know how stubborn he is. He's up there now, and I hope you have better luck than I've had.
What's going on, John?
What are you doing here? If that wife of mine...
Simmer down. It wasn't her. I knew you needed an examination, John. I told you that a month ago. So, I popped in to...
Well, you can just pop out again and don't send me a bill.
You're not feeling too well, eh?
I feel great. Just that I'm tired. That's all.
Well, you might sleep a whole lot better if you took your shoes off.
Oh, very funny.
Now, you be at the hospital by 4, John. I'll see about a room for you for a couple of days.
Hospital? Now, just a minute.
Now, either you be there to have that examination that you've been postponing for so long, or you can get yourself another doctor.
That old fuddy-duddy.
Oh.
What are you going to do, John?
I'm going to get undressed and get into bed. Between you and Dennis and the Mitchells and that nosy old quack that just left here, my day off is making me a nervous wreck.
Well, what do you think, Dr. Baker?
Well, I'd say those tonsils are going to have to come out sooner or later, Alice.
Let's make it later.
We'll talk about that, young man.
Hey, Dennis. We're waiting for you. I'm coming, Tommy. Excuse me.
Going to get your tonsils out, Dennis?
Well, I guess so. How many you got? Six?
People don't have six tonsils, Seymour. They have two.
Well, come on now, guys. We gotta think how to keep everything quiet so Mr. Wilson can rest up and get well. Jeepers. River and stone. Boy, Mr. Wilson must be getting worse. Now we're really gonna have to try and help him.
Meeting you here.
Good afternoon, Mrs. Elkins. I was about to say the same thing to you, too.
Mr. Quigley just told me about Mr. Wilson's sudden illness.
I know. You're finally getting results from the pin stuck in that doll that looks like him, huh?
Sergeant, I sent you here as a good neighbor. In spite of our not always seeing eye to eye, the man is a human being. In his own way.
Oh, I'm quite concerned about John Wilson's health, too, you know.
You, Sergeant?
Well, yes. I'm here to collect $8 he owes me just in case he decides to kick the bucket.
Oh, Mrs. Elkins, Sergeant Mooney, what a nice surprise. Come on in.
We just thought we'd drop by for a moment.
Well, I'm so glad you did. Oh, John will be so pleased. Oh, just go along upstairs. I have a few things to tend to in the kitchen. Oh, Reverend Stone is with him now, but he'll be leaving soon.
Reverend Stone? My goodness.
He must be worse than we thought.
If Eloise brought you over here to talk me into going to the hospital, Reverend, it's no use.
No, John. No, I'm more concerned with your soul than with your body.
Well, I guess we told that dumb old dog off. I wonder what Reverend Stone told Mr. Wilson.
Maybe Mr. Wilson put a slug in the collection plate.
Hi, Mrs. Wilson.
Oh, hi.
Wilson. Boys, you've done a wonderful job keeping the neighborhood quiet. However, Mr. Wilson has had his nap, and he's awake now.
Is he feeling any better? We saw Reverend Stone go in.
He's going to be just fine, Dennis.
Did you hear that, kid? Mr. Wilson's better.
Maybe I could just stick my head in, huh? I don't want to go hitting him up for any money at a time like this.
I should think not. If the poor man's bearing his soul. Especially since he has so much to bear.
You're not a young man anymore, John. The time has come to make your peace before you take an unexpected journey one of these days.
I assure you, Reverend, I have no intention of taking an unexpected journey in the near future.
I gotta get back to the job. I'll just say hello.
My son, this is one trip we all take. And unfortunately, it's always one way. You're not a young man anymore, John. The time has come to make your peace before you take the
poor man.
Gee, I never dreamed he was that far gone.
Stay long. You poor, brave woman.
We had our differences, Mrs. Wilson, but basically he was a good man.
Just yesterday, he was his old, healthy, nasty self.
I know. He even called me a fathead.
I doubt very much if that man can ever be saved.
Sergeant Mooney! Oh, the poor man!
There's Mr. Milton. Maybe he'll still pull through. I was worried about a lousy $8.
Oh, I've treated him terribly. Remember the time I had him arrested for burning his smelly old incinerator? After all,
I remember.
I'm the one that arrested him. Once he called me a flatfoot.
Just last week, I accused him of tin canning my cat Tinkerbell.
John, what in the world is going on?
Hillary, how can you stand there dry-eyed while this whole wonderful town is crying over me?
Eloise, I'll see you in a few hours.
Oh, John, you're dressed. I knew you'd come to your senses. A few hours? Dr. Baker expects you to stay in the hospital at least 2 days.
I'm not going to the hospital. I'm going to the sports show.
Oh, John, you can't.
Eloise, I am not going to miss that show. I've already told you there's to be a demonstration of fly casting by the world's champion trout fisherman, and I am not...
The afternoon paper.
John Wilson, ill with mysterious malady. Well-known citizen suddenly stricken at home. Finally made the front page.
Now the whole town thinks you really are sick.
Thanks to Dennis spreading it around.
Well, you would tell him a little white lie.
Well, just relax, my dear. I'm going to disguise myself so no one will recognize me. I'm going to put on this old slouch hat, this overcoat, and then I have some dark glasses.
John, I'm thinking of disguising myself as a widow.
Maybe you ought to ask Mr. Wilson to go to the sports show with us, Dad.
Oh, I doubt that Mr. Wilson feels that much better, son.
Hey, Dad, look. There's Mr. Wilson.
John!
Henry, it's you.
Why, John, I thought you were still in bed.
Oh, well, no, I was just going to the hospital to get some special medicine.
Well, my goodness. Come on, we'll take you down. Come on, get in the car.
Oh, no, Henry, really. I just assume
oh, walk. Won't take no
I prefer to.
No.
I don't want to put you all back.
Remember, you take a taxi home.
I'll tell you all about the sports show when I see you, Mr. Wilson.
You do that, Dennis.
See you.
It's about time, John. Your room's all ready.
Oh, no, you don't, Doc.
John, you stop that.
No, look, you don't understand.
John, it's for your own good.
Come on, let go, Doc.
John.
Let go!
Boys.
What? What do you think you're doing? Doc! Come on now, be weak. Doc!
There, now, this isn't so bad, is it?
Well, at least I can get all those silly tests over with at one time.
Like Dr. Baker's been telling you to for months.
Eloise, just imagine. 2 whole days without Dennis.
Hi, Mr. Wilson. Hi, Mr. Wilson.
Hello, dear.
Dennis, what are you doing here?
This young man decided to have his tonsils out.
You didn't.
Alice and I finally convinced the hospital to let Dennis be with you.
What?
I thought you'd be surprised, Mr. Wilson. Now we can share a room together.
Isn't that wonderful, John?
That's just peachy, Dan. Good night.
has been a Screen Gems film production.